Amanda's New Adventure. In the United States, most teenagers learn how to drive at the age of 16. However, some teenagers choose not to learn because they live in big cities, like New York City, that have too much traffic. Instead, they use public transportation, like buses or taxis. Amanda was someone who did not learn how to drive when she was 16. Now she is 23, and she has decided that it is time to learn. Amanda thought her dad, Robert, would be the best driving instructor. Robert loved to drive. When he was younger, he went to the local racetrack and raced with his friends. Robert grew up in a small town, unlike Amanda, who grew up near New York City. In a small town, there is almost no traffic and everyone drives for fun. In the city, the roads are packed, causing traffic jams and car accidents. Amanda decided she needed to learn now because she had accepted a job offer outside of the city. She could not ride a bus to her new job. She had to drive. So Amanda decided to ask her dad to teach her to drive when he came home from work that evening. Although she was 23, she still lived with her parents because it was too expensive to rent an apartment in the city. As Robert walked through the door, Amanda jumped up and ran over to him. "I got the job! Will you teach me how to drive?" Amanda excitedly asked Robert. She knew he had been excitedly waiting to see if she had received a job offer from the lab she had applied to work in. Amanda wanted to research cancer cures. "Of course," Robert responded, as he dropped his things and pulled Amanda into a hug. "When do you start?" Robert asked Amanda. "I start in 2 weeks. We have 2 weeks to teach me how to drive, get a license, and buy a car," Amanda said to her dad.
"Wow, that's a lot, but we can do it."
Robert looked overwhelmed when he said this, but he was eager to help Amanda learn to drive so she could get her license and buy a car. "First, we have to drive to the DMV and pick you up a driver's manual. You will need to be able to pass a written test before you take a driving test to get your license," Robert added. "Let's go!" Amanda put on her shoes, and Robert followed her out the door. They drove to the DMV and picked up her driver's manual. On the way back, Robert began teaching his daughter. "To start the car, you have to have your foot on the brake. The brake is the pedal on the left. Press it, and then put your key in the ignition and start the car," Robert said as he demonstrated what she should do. "Now, you should put the vehicle in reverse and check to make sure no one is behind you. Once it is clear, slowly back up the car and keep checking your mirrors to make sure you do not hit anything," Robert continued to explain to his daughter.
"This all seems so scary. What if you can't see behind you?" Amanda asked her dad.
"Well, you begin to slowly pull out and you always keep checking to make sure someone isn't there. It's a little scary at first, but it gets easier the more you practice.
How about tomorrow we drive around a parking lot and practice?"
Robert asked his daughter, trying to help her feel better about driving.
"That would be great." Amanda was excited to begin driving. When they got home, they had dinner with her mother, and then Amanda went to her room to begin studying the driver's manual. It was around 40 pages and had a lot of information. She had no idea how to study for this test she needed to take on Monday. She read about stop signs and yield signs, what one-lane and two-lane roads look like, speed limits, and other different things she should know to be able to drive. Before she knew it, she had fallen asleep at her desk reading the information. Amanda woke up to her alarm clock on Wednesday morning and continued to study. Because she did not have to work for 2 weeks, she was able to spend all of her time preparing and practicing for the driver's test. The written driving test had 60 questions about driving rules, and then she would have to go drive with a driving instructor to show them that she knew both the rules of driving and how to drive. Once Amanda passed these tests, she would be able to get her license. So Amanda waited and waited for her dad to get home so she could drive. Finally, around 4 o'clock, he walked through the door and told her he was ready to go practice driving with her. Amanda got ready got into the car, and her dad drove them to an empty parking lot to practice. Once Amanda was settled in the driver's seat with her seatbelt on and mirrors adjusted, she was ready to practice. "Can I turn the car on now?" Amanda asked. "Make sure your foot is on the brake and turn the key," Robert said. Amanda followed his instructions. "Next, put the car in drive, but keep your foot on the brake," Robert instructed Amanda. "How do I put it in drive?" Amanda asked. "You see the shifter near your right knee?" Robert asked Amanda. "Yes," she responded. "Good. Now keep your foot on the brake and move that to the letter D. D stands for drive, P stands for park, and R stands for reverse," Robert taught Amanda. Amanda put the car into drive, with her foot still pushing the brake down. "Now what do I do?" Amanda asked, nervous to take her foot off the brake. "Well, now you will take your foot off the brake and press the gas very slowly. You're doing great so far." Robert kept trying to encourage Amanda. He knew she had always been nervous about driving, but he noticed she was good at it, just like he was. Amanda took her foot off the brake and pressed on the gas. She and her dad were pressed back into their seats and then lunged forward as she slammed on the brakes because the car went too fast. "Well, it's a good thing we are wearing seatbelts," Amanda's dad laughed. "You only have to press lightly for the car to go forward, and the same for the brakes. Do you want to try again?" Robert asked Amanda, and she nodded her head yes, but did not say anything. Amanda once again put the car into drive, but this time she slowly pressed on the gas, and the car began to pick up speed at a normal pace. "Now what do I do?" Amanda again looked to her father for his guidance. "Well, let's practice parking," he said. "How about you try pulling into one of the parking spots, and we will get out and see how you did. Remember to use your mirrors," Robert added. Amanda began to pull the car into a parking spot, but she had a difficult time seeing the lines that she was supposed to park in. After putting the car into reverse and trying two more times, she thought she finally had the car parked how it was supposed to be. "Should we get out and look?" Amanda's father agreed they should look at the parking she had done, but he already knew she was not parked in the lines. "Do you see how you're out of the lines on the passenger side? You did a good job checking your driver's side mirror, but you also need to check the passenger side mirror, as well as your rearview mirror. These will all help you know if you are in the lines. The rearview mirror is very important if you back into a parking spot or if you parallel park." Robert began to continue to explain parking to Amanda, but she interrupted him. "What is parallel parking?" Amanda asked. "Well, how about I show you what it is after you try parking a couple more times?" Robert said. Amanda agreed to try parking again. The second time she tried, she was still out of the lines, but it was much better than the first. By the third try, she understood how to park, and she was using all three mirrors to help her notice where the parking lines were. After this, Amanda and her dad traded places, and he drove them into the city so that Amanda could see what parallel parking was. "Here we go!" Robert was excited to show Amanda how to parallel park. "So, you see how these two cars are parked next to the curb and not facing the street like a normal parking spot? What you have to do is fit your car in between them. You also have to make sure you aren't too far away from the curb or too close to the cars in front of you and behind you. Tomorrow we can use traffic cones to practice parallel parking in a parking lot." Amanda was feeling overwhelmed by all of her father's directions and was ready to go home and rest. They drove home in silence. Robert could tell she was overwhelmed, so as they neared home, he tried to encourage her. "I know this is a lot to learn, but it won't take much longer. You're doing great." Robert always tried to encourage his daughter, and he noticed her smile when he said that, but she still was overwhelmed. When they got home, she skipped dinner and went straight to bed. The next day, Thursday, Amanda once again spent all day studying. She continued to review rules, but she also took a break to look at cars online to see where she would want to buy her car and what kind of car she would want to buy. She was not sure what she wanted, but she knew she wanted a small car with a sunroof. Amanda's day went by quickly, and her dad had once again returned from work to give her another driving lesson. When he returned home, she noticed he had purchased traffic cones to help her learn how to drive. So Amanda and her father once again returned to the empty parking lot that they had been practicing in. This time, her dad set up the traffic cones, each spaced equally apart, and told her to weave her car through them. This will help you learn how to change lanes and drive by other cars. Be sure to use your mirrors and start off slow, her dad said. For the first time, Amanda did this right on the first try. She drove her car through the traffic cones perfectly. I'm so proud of you, Robert said to Amanda. Now let's try parallel parking. Robert got out of the car to arrange the cones in a straight line. Each cone placed was used to show where the fender and bumper of a car would be. He got back in the car, and Amanda was visibly nervous, but he reassured her that these were only cones and it was okay if she hit them while they were practicing. Now let's act like the first two cones are the front and back of a car, and the third and fourth are also like the front and back of a car. Try to park the car between the second and third cones. First, you will pull up alongside the first two cones and put on your right blinker to show you are parking here. Then, slowly begin to reverse your car and angle your car back into your parking spot. Let's try it. Robert was happy to teach Amanda something that used to be very hard for him. Almost instantly, Amanda hit a cone. I can't do this. Amanda was upset. It's okay. Just pull the car forward and try again. This takes everyone a few tries. It even took me a few tries, Robert explained to his daughter. Amanda decided to try again, even though it was difficult. It took her 5 tries, but by the 5th, she parallel parked perfectly. After she succeeded in doing that, her dad had her try it a few more times to make sure she could do it perfectly. After this, her dad explained to her a few more things about the car, such as how to use blinkers, how to check her oil, and how to change a tire. Now all that was left was for Amanda to finish studying for the exam and take her test on Monday. Before Amanda knew it, Monday had come, and it was time for her to take her test. Robert drove Amanda to the DMV and walked her to the room where she would take her written test. She passed the written test, only missing 2 out of 60 questions. Once it was time for her driving test, she was once again obviously nervous. You're going to do great. Robert was confident in his daughter's driving skills. Okay, Dad, I hope so. Amanda calmly replied. Good luck, Robert said to Amanda as she walked towards the car with the driving instructor. She got into the car with the old driving instructor and began her test. He had her do things like switch lanes, park her car, and even parallel park. He checked to make sure she could only use her blinkers, adjust her mirrors, and do an emergency stop. These were all things Amanda learned from her dad and from the driver's manual. Amanda passed the driving test with flying colors. The driving instructor said congratulations and gave her a piece of paper that said she was able to get her license. I'm so proud of you. Robert was truly proud of his daughter. Now let's go get your license. Okay, Dad. Amanda was excited and ready to drive. With her new driver's license, Amanda was ready to take on the world and experience new adventures, such as buying a car and starting her new job. She was so proud of herself, and she knew she could not have done this without her father, who was the best driving instructor she could have had.